Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here is what he briefly has to say. Hi Sandman, please kindly discuss this topic on one of your YouTube videos. It's sad to see men around me take women at their word, instead of verifying a woman's actions. Please discuss how men could immediately believe a woman's word, and how this entire belief system of women never lying came about. Thank you. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. What you're trying to say is, don't listen to what she says without verifying it, but instead look at what she does as proof of her intentions. It sounds easy, but most guys are caught in the frame of mind where they believe everything she says, because she's hot and I'm turned on, and they want to give her attention and validation. But what if a woman's verifiable actions are only a projection as well? What if she mirrors your behavior and pretends to be interested in the same pop culture and sports that you're interested in? Even if you verify a woman's actions, you have no way to verify her intentions behind those actions. For example, the first girl I fell in love with at first sight wore a hot top, form-fitting jeans, and did her makeup real nice. That day she tried to get my attention. She had it, but I didn't lead on and I just ignored her. I didn't want to appear thirsty and thought she was perfect, though. The next day she showed up in a baseball cap like the one I had on the first day of school, with the same team. Gee, what a coinkydink. I was turned off because she was dressed like a tomboy. The next day after that, she came to class dressed normally, changing her appearance again and again, and I finally spoke to her. So which one is the real her? The dolled-up glamorous one? The sporty tomboy, or the girl-next-door type? She is all of them and none of them. She is only what you want her to be, so she can get your love and attention. She's lying with her actions. Yes, you can verify your actions, but you can't verify those intentions. Also, logic and reason go out the window when you're around a woman and talking to her and want to be with her. Your subconscious mind is more often than not calculating the possibility of having sex with her and accepting all of the red flags. It creates a massive blind spot in your mind, and the biological game is rigged against you because your biology wants you to breed and pass down your genes. Plus, we live in a society, or we did until recently, where the idea that you could take all people at their word and not just women was really good. The idea was that we would trust people until we had a reason not to. But the trust horizon is shrinking in Western society as people from other countries flood in and take advantage of how trusting we are until we're no longer trusting anymore. I'll discuss more in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to You Can't Trust Women, What They Say or Do Clown World Show. Men love women, and that love makes us trust them even though they are untrustworthy. I've seen women lie to guys in the face, and they still believe her because he wears those love goggles. She makes them think that she's interested in the same things as he is, and he falls in love with the lie that she projects that she's into the same things that he's into. The love men feel is the equivalent of beer goggles on a woman when she gets drunk and makes out with a man she never would have touched if she was sober. She then wakes up the next morning to regret ever being with them, just like a guy no longer loves a woman and realizes that he married a monster once his marriage is over. The difference is love makes a man drunk for years or decades, and alcohol makes a woman drunk for only one night. Mr. Anonymous, you seem to make the assumption that it's easy for men to stay rational around a pair of nice hooters. Most guys don't have red pill knowledge, and even if they did, it's tough to be purple pilled in love because you're sliding towards that blue pill rapidly. It's like we're so excited to ride that carnival roller coaster ride that we don't think about all the loose nuts and bolts barely holding the thing together. Or when we go to a restaurant and see a delicious meal, and it's presented to us, and we don't question if the Kung Pao chicken is actually made out of back alley cats, or how much sugar and salt is in the food that will give us cancer and high blood pressure someday. Instead, we focus on the taste and flavor, and not the fact that we will feel disgusting in only a few short hours. Maybe that's why women love going to restaurants so much, because they want a man to keep suspending his disbelief about the food as well as her. Men not verifying what a woman says is like people that get drunk. They focus on feeling tipsy and without inhibitions instead of the hangover, which in the case of women would be truth. Of course, I don't drink, eat at restaurants, or ride carnival rides, nor do I date anymore. because I understand the risks of the pain associated with all those things. To be fair, most guys embellish their achievements on dates. They talk up their book of life to try and impress women. But women have their ways to test if a guy's saying the truth. Usually they look for things that are tangible, like his car, clothing, and career, to confirm his words. But for men, most of us don't confirm her debt level, job status, or trustworthiness. Our slogan might as well be, "In breasts we trust." If she's hot, then what else do we really need to know? For most of us, simply being with the woman we find attractive is an achievement unto itself, that we overlook the lies to get into her thighs. But there's one way to know for sure if a woman is lying to you, and that, of course, is if her lips are moving. Just kidding. The truth is that you'll never know if she's lying to you. You have to assume that she's lying to you and telling the truth at the same time. That's the best way to operate. If you're like me, and were with a quiet woman for years and years, and then you broke up, only then will you see the real person and verify who she really is as she starts throwing your clothing out the window and cutlery at you. Even then, she might be angry, so technically, you still don't know the real her. Mr. Anonymous, how about instead of trying to figure out the intentions of other people, work on figuring out your own intentions? That's something that's easier said than done. Let's just accept that unfortunately you're not thinking about truth when you're around women that you're attracted to. You're focusing on her breasts instead. Besides, as Mark Twain said, it ain't what you don't know that gets you into trouble. It's what you know for sure that just ain't so. For me, with regards to women, that would have to be love. I always assume that women love men the way that we love them. But boy, was I wrong. I always wondered why I was devastated after a long loving relationship while the woman could move on the next day. The closest I've ever seen a woman looking as devastated to the way that I felt after I broke up is when a woman lost a child or a pet. It makes me think that if you're a man that acts childish and finds a woman that doesn't have kids because of some biological problem, you could trigger that protective mothering instinct in them towards you, where they can't leave you because you're like a child and they have to protect you as if they're your overbearing mother. That might be a solution for simps, but not for self-respecting men. I believe the pain and sorrow on a woman's face when someone or something that she cares about dies, because they can be hurting for years after that. Unfortunately, that sort of pain doesn't seem to transfer over to their husbands. I've never seen a woman that was even 10% distraught after her relationship ended. A woman going through that much pain with facial expression and depression doesn't lie. I just don't think that particular emotion is meant for a man from a woman. But it's meant for a woman from a man. Life's not fair and then you die. Men believe women at their word because our society is one that still has a lot of trust. Because love makes us blind to the truth. And because we want to believe that women feel exactly the same way that we do. Because society has told most of us that gender is a construct and that men and women are the same. I know I certainly bought into that for 25 years. So why wouldn't many other men? Also, we don't want to believe that women lie because we idolize them. For most of us men, after we lost religion, we began worshiping at the Church of Cooch. Women are now our deities, and we wanted to believe that our God with tits is infallible. We idealize them, and we don't want the object of our personal desire to be imperfect, even if they are. We need to block the imperfection out of our minds. Plus, we have a culture of always believe women when it comes to false allegations. As a species, both men and women are obsessed with women's safety, so when a woman says something negative, we typically are overprotective. Also, other women need us to believe her, because if we don't, then one day when they cry wolf, they worry that no one will believe them and come to their rescue. Men want to make sure she's okay, so they believe her. Women pretending to suffer when they're perfectly fine is one of the ways that women survived in nature. Their survival depends on our sympathy. The man that heard them complain believed them and help them out, and those guys were more likely to breed with them and those genes would get passed down. But for the men that didn't believe them, they didn't get to pass down those genes. That's just my assumption. Please don't believe me and instead do your own research and brainstorming. The scary thing about women is that the worst part about their lives is not that they are out in the open. It's not the lies that get you. It's the truth that they just don't share with you instead. Omitting the truth that they don't really love you the way that you love them is the cruelest thing that women have ever done to us. But they also need us to believe it so they can get what they want from us. Younger men lie all the time by buying an expensive car on credit, while living in their parents' basement and banging as many women as they can that way. Women in some states have tried to make that a criminal offense to misrepresent yourself as wealthier than you really are to get laid. Too bad love is subjective and can't be measured yet, otherwise we could actually know if women were misrepresenting their emotions. I've said before that if we ever develop a technology to read each other's minds, or have telepathy, that'll be it for relationships between men and women. Guys will get the mental picture of women's deception and go their own way. Women will try and ban mind-reading technology unless, of course, it's only used for them to read our minds. They know all their secrets they're hiding, and if men figure out what's going on with regards to their interactions with us before we had a chance to fall in love with them, then most of us would have been long gone. Life is tragic because most guys never figure out that women's default position is to lie by omission, and we have no way to prove it. Instead, we're hopeful and want to believe that she's telling us the truth, even when deep down inside we know that she's not. Most men also want to feel secure in their relationships, and if we knew to what extent women's lies went, we would never get involved with them to begin with. Men are dumb when it comes to relationships, and we get too easily emotionally attached, and it blinds us to women's red flags and lies. What more can I say? We want a stable life, and that's not possible when you're in a relationship with most women. You barely know what your own subconscious wants half the time. How are you supposed to know what a woman wants too? Plus, she has a subconscious that can also drive her to take a course of action she never imagined doing before. But enough of my ramblings. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women smash you in your mind while you're smashing them in the cooch. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that believe a woman's word as well as her gaslighting actions away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.